You won't find many buildings in Langtree, Texas, so perhaps it shouldn't be a surprise that two establishments needed to share a location due to the small size of the town. But putting a courthouse inside a saloon was bound to produce unique results. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In 1882, Roy Bean became Justice of the Peace, administering law from Langtree, Texas, despite the fact he had no formal training for such work. From the beginning, he mixed the work of saloonkeeper with his new role of dispensing justice in an area along the Rio Grande River.
From day one, this was the saloon and courthouse. If there needed to be someone tried, he would close down the saloon, he would open up the court and hold court, and then say, okay, court is dismissed, and open the saloon back up again.
Becky Foster shares the story from the Judge Roy Bean Visitor Center in Langtree, Texas. Fines and Bean's saloon turned courthouse could be far different than you'd find in other places.
He is somewhat known for fining people maybe a round of drinks for the house, so he profited a little bit on the side from it too.
And it was those unusual judgments and fines that perhaps made Bean a character still known today.
There's a story about there was a man found dead in the street, and he was fined $35, which happened to be how much was in his pockets at the time, for trespassing.
The money he fined the dead man was used to pay for funeral expenses. Despite the unusual fines, Bean did seem to keep the peace in a place that could be plenty rowdy.
He was a successful lawman, and he was a successful business owner out here. And he's far enough away that he can kind of do what he wants. All those things put together kept him here for over 20 years.
Bean made a proclamation that could still be found hanging above his saloon in Langtree.
Part of his character and reputation that he started calling himself the law west of the Pecos, and that would be west of the Pecos River, that's just 18 miles east of here.
But it was Bean's love for a star of the day that made him well known as well. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Langtree, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.